personality of God had said, "My dear King, eat even the entirety of whatever there may be within the three worlds to satisfy one's senses cannot satisfy a person whose senses are uncontrolled." Responsibly, please repeat. The personality of God had said, "Oh, my dear King, even the entirety of whatever there may be within the three worlds to satisfy one's senses cannot satisfy a person whose senses are uncontrolled." Reading the previous verse also, "O small boy, one who approaches me to beg something should not have to ask anything more anywhere. Therefore, if you wish, you may ask for me as much land as will suffice to maintain you according to your needs." The personality of God had said, "Oh, my dear King, even the entirety of whatever there may be within the three worlds to satisfy one's senses cannot satisfy a person whose senses are uncontrolled." Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The material world is an illusory energy to deviate the living entities from the path of self-realization. Anyone who is in this material world is extremely anxious to get more and more things for sense gratification. Actually, however, the purpose of life is not sense gratification, but self-realization. Therefore, those who are too addicted to sense gratification are advised to practice the mystic yoga system or Ashtanga yoga system, consisting of yam, niyam, asana, pranayama, pratyahara, and so on. In this way, one can control the senses. The purpose of controlling the senses is to stop one's implication in the cycle of birth and death, as stated by Rishabhadev, "Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma yad indriya kritaya apranoti nasadu manye yata atmanoyama sannapi kleshada asadeha." When a person considers sense gratification the aim of life, he certainly becomes mad after materialistic living and engages in all kinds of sinful activity. He does not know that due to his past misdeeds, he has already received a body which, although temporary, is the cause of his misery. Actually, the living entity should not have taken on a material body, but he has been awarded the material body for sense gratification. Therefore, I think it is not befitting an intelligent man to involve himself again in the activities of sense gratification by which he perpetually gets bodies one after another. Srimad Bhagavatam 5.5.4. Thus, according to Rishabhadev, the human beings in this material world are just like madmen engaged in activities which they should not perform, but which they do perform only for sense gratification. Such activities are not good, because in this way, one creates another body for his next life as punishment for his nefarious activities. As soon as he gets another material body, he is put into repeated suffering in material existence. Therefore, the Vedic culture or Brahminical culture teaches one how to be satisfied with possessing the minimum necessities of life. To teach this highest culture, Varnashrama Dharma is recommended. The aim of Varnashrama divisions, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyasa, is to train one to control the senses and be content with the bare necessities. Here, Lord Vamanadeva, as an ideal brahmachari, refutes Bali Maharaj's offer to give him anything he might want. He says that without contentment, one could not be happy even if he possessed the property of the entire world or the entire universe. In human society, therefore, the Brahminical culture, Kshatriya culture, and Vaishya culture must be maintained, and people must be taught how to be satisfied with only what they need. In modern civilization, there is no such education. Everyone tries to possess more and more, and everyone is dissatisfied and unhappy. The Krishna consciousness movement is therefore establishing various farms, especially in America, to show how to be happy and content with minimum necessities of life and to save time for self-realization, which one can very easily achieve by chanting the Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Napuman Mamut Pavajja Bhuyo Yachitumahati Tasman Vikrit Tirim Bhumin Bato Kaman Pratichame. O small boy, one who approaches me to beg something should not have to ask anything more anywhere. Therefore, if you wish, you may ask for me as much land as will suffice to maintain you according to your needs. Sri Bhagavan Vacha Yavanto Visaya Prashtas Trilokyam Ajitendriyam Nashuknavanti Te Sarve Pratipuraitum Nipa. The personality of God had said, O my dear king, even the entirety of whatever there may be within the three worlds to satisfy one's senses cannot satisfy a person whose senses are uncontrolled. The Srimad Bhagavatam has a way of awakening us to the obvious, and we realize it as brilliant. And someone said that the most uncommon thing in the material world is common sense. The most uncommon thing is common sense. We've seen that there are so many wealthy countries in the world, perhaps beginning with America, and yet we all know that Americans are basically the most neurotic, confused, bewildered people in the world per capita. They have more mental hospitals. They have more drug addiction institutions. They have more crime. It used to be that it was very dangerous to walk on the streets of New York at night. Now it's very dangerous to walk on the streets of New York morning, noon, afternoon, evening, night, anytime. Why? New York has so much money. New Yorkers have so much money. There are so many facilities for sense gratification. It is obvious. Sense gratification is not the source of our satisfaction. Simply, it is like scratching an itch. You scratch it once, maybe you get a little satisfaction. But again, the itch returns. You scratch it again, maybe you get a little bit of relief, but the itch returns. And the more you scratch, the more likelihood of some infection where you suffer. Yehi sansparsaja bhoga dukkha yonaya evate. In fact, sense gratification is the source of all of our suffering here. In this verse, it is said, vishaya, the objects of sense enjoyment are prestaha, pleasing to anyone, trilokyam, within the three worlds. In another verse, it is stated, Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya devina. Any one of us who has got a material body, there's an attraction to the objects of the senses just by the very fact that we have the body. You can't help it. It is chemistry. Material nature has been designed that way. We are thinking that because we have democracy, or because we're not under some communist regime, that we have got freedom. We think that India now, after 1947, they're free from the British. There, every year they're celebrating their independence. But there is no freedom. We are slaves to our senses. Whatever the mind and the senses dictate, that we are doing. Our whole lives are dedicated to fulfilling and gratifying the itching of the senses. Our whole life, we work in that way, but at the end, the desires aren't fulfilled. The body is old and worn out, but the desire is still just as strong, because we're looking for water in the desert. We're looking for satisfaction in the wrong place. Satisfaction does exist. Satisfaction exists in association with Krishna, because we are part of Krishna. We are Amsa. We are a tiny part of Krishna. We are meant to serve Krishna, just as my hand is meant to serve the entire body. That is the constitutional position of the hand, to serve the stomach. And then the whole body is satisfied. If the hand tries to enjoy separately from the body will be undernourished and the hand will not enjoy. The hand will also suffer. If you take a fish out of water, you can give him fish food. You can give him female fish, you can give anything you like. He's out of his constitutional nature. And as long as we are looking for happiness in the material world, it is basically dukkhalayam ashashvatam. It's a temporary place, it's full of misery. No matter how much facility you get, you won't be satisfied. You get $100, you want $1,000. You get $1,000, you want $10,000, $100,000. You can see, actually, we work with, preach to, approach and solicit money from very wealthy people. They don't need money. They've got enough money to last them 10 lifetimes. They, their family, and all their relatives. But they've got this thing in their head that I have to get more facility. You see them sitting at their desk, and their leg is moving like this. It goes up and down as they're working. You know, a passion. I've got to have more and more and more. But Krishna is satisfied with patram pushpam palam payam. So any poor man can satisfy Krishna and be satisfied himself by watering the roots of the tree, being part of the tree, being part of the leaves and branches of the tree. By watering the roots, we are satisfied, and anyone can do that by offering even a small thing in his possession to Krishna. So the source of our happiness does not lie in volume. It lies in quality. It lies in having a life of quality, a life of purity, a life of integrity. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's explained in the first canto, Kim pramatasya bahu bihir parokshar haira nariha varam muhurtam viditam gatate sreyase yataha. Better that you live in the world for one muhurt, one short moment, in quality consciousness, in pure consciousness. Then you will feel satisfied and your life will be successful. The goal of all life, especially human life, because that's the end of the goal. You can achieve the goal now. After passing through 8,400,000 species, now you have an opportunity to achieve the goal, and that is Brahma Jigyasa, Tato Brahma Jigyasa. So if we use our energy for self-realization, sense gratification will come. You cannot avoid it. You can hide in the mountains. You can go anywhere. Your karma will catch up to you. You cannot hide. Yadi jabe bange kopal jabe sange. When you go to Bengal, your forehead goes with you. Brilliant, right? But Gopal also means your karma. You can't run away from your karma. So you're going to get some sukh and some dukh. But what you really have to try for, if you really want to be kovida or learned, tasyaiva heto prayateta kovido, you want to really get benefit from the human form of life, then nalabhyate yad brahmatam upariyada. Don't endeavor for that which you get in the heavenly planets or the hellish planets. You get everywhere. Talabhyate dukavad anyata sukham kalena sarvatra gabira ramhasa. Kalena, in time, you get everything anyway. Why endeavor? You've seen it in your lives. And we've all seen it. That we get good days and bad days. Nobody has all bad days. Nobody has all good days. We get a mix. It's going to happen. Nobody gets up in the morning and says, now let me go out and break my leg. It happens without your trying. You don't try for it, it happens. And similarly, whatever material facility you need for sense gratification, it will happen. By simple labor, by working honestly, anasrita karma phalam, by using the fruits of your work for serving Krishna, you will get enough. Yoga kshema vahami aham, Krishna will provide. Srila Prabhupada once mentioned a story how when he was a young man, the British wanted people to join the army. The war was coming. They wanted the Indians to join their army. So they created an artificial famine. Diabolical, but that was England in India. They were good managers, but they had no qualms about abusing people. They created an artificial famine. And the price of rice, Prabhupada said, the price of rice went from something like 2 rupees a mound to some aspirin 10 times, 20 times the amount. Astronomical figure. People couldn't buy it. Bengalis couldn't buy rice. Can you imagine? How will they eat? Other things were also very expensive. So people were literally dying of starvation. Those who didn't join the army were suffering greatly. But Prabhupada called his friends, Vaishnavas. No, we have enough. Everything's okay. Everything's fine. He called to Mayapur. Found out from his friends in Mayapur, Vaishnava. No, we have enough. Everything's okay. So even in times of difficulty, Krishna takes care. Krishna will take care of his devotees. We don't need to worry for that. What we need to worry is that by the time we leave this body, we haven't taken advantage of the opportunity that we have to inquire about self-realization. We haven't associated with Vaishnavas. We haven't engaged in Krishna Katha. We simply wasted our time in Gramya Katha, which is no value to us. It's simply sense gratification. We've accumulated so many useless things. We preach to so many householders, and specifically I'm talking about devotees who are on the edge of, you know, they're making a lot of money, but at the same time they're attracted to devotional service. So even devotees, what to speak of non-devotees, even devotees, you go to their house and they have a big basement full of things that they've used once or twice or thrice and they'll never use it again. It's just, there's so many magazines selling you so many things. The market is like that. There are thousands and hundreds of thousands of people out there whose job it is to make things attractive to you. You can't be a man unless you ride this car, smoke this cigarette. And they create such a wonderful marketing. And they feed it to you, so much stimuli, you're bombarded by radio waves, television waves, all kinds of mass marketing, until it's drummed into your head that unless you have all this junk, you're not fulfilling the purpose of human life. But you're simply being manipulated, controlled, imprisoned, entangled, abused, manipulated by unscrupulous men who are taking advantage of the fact that we don't have our senses under control. But if we learn by sadhana bhakti, if we learn by chanting the holy names of the Lord, if we learn by studying the lives of great devotees like Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, like Gopal Bhatta Goswami, like Raghunath Das Goswami, they were super excellent in controlling their senses. And their joy was unlimited. Same, Rishabhdev. Nayana deho deho bhajan riloke kastan kamanahate vidbhujamye. Don't waste your life trying to achieve what the stool eaters are achieving. Great, you've got a big house. Great, you've got a big refrigerator. Great, you have a television and a car and this and that, but you've achieved basically what the stool eaters achieve. Nice varieties of stool to eat sitting in front of your television. So what? But suppose Divyam, take up the wealth, embrace the wealth of the intelligent class of men, the brahminical class of men, that is the real wealth. Suppose Divyam, putrakayena satvam shudyat brahma sokyam tvanantam, by practice of these simple austerities, by controlling our senses,
We can
conquer even the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is conquered by one who has taken the trouble, who has made a great effort to develop love for Krishna. Krishna is, although he is Ajita, he becomes Jita. He becomes conquered by one who has developed love. And you can't develop love for someone if you don't have respect for yourself. If you abuse yourself, or if you allow yourself to be abused by simply engaging your senses in unrestricted enjoyment, if you don't have enough respect for your own human form of life, and you haven't got the desire, you haven't got the energy, you haven't got the determination to become a human being instead of a dvipad pashu, a two-legged animal, a sophisticated cat or dog. That's all human civilization is. It's a royal addition to the animal kingdom. That's all. Dharmena hina pashu visamanaha. This, all the shastras are saying, all the great acharyas are saying, all the great thinkers are saying, all the people who have common sense, they're saying. And we can see it by our own experience. We hear it, we practice, and we realize it. Little jnana, vivek, vijnana. Nice process. Interesting chapter. Vali Maharaj dealing with the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. He's getting tricked here into renunciation. But he's ready. As I said, Krishnadas Kaviraj was certainly a very renounced person. He had potency because even in his old age, very old age, he could compose the most wonderful literature, Chaitanya Charitamrita. In my old age, I hope I can keep all my marbles together, having abused the facility Krishna has given for many years. It's tough, it's difficult to control the senses. All the time, wherever we travel, all over the world, people come and say, you know, it's really tough. And I say, you know, it's really tougher not to. Because if you have to live in the material world, it's a lot tougher. It's a lot more difficult. It's a lot more hellish. And there's no hope. No hope. There's old age, disease, and death. At least if you're trying to control your senses, you will get sense gratification. In the mode of goodness, at least, you will appreciate it. And tatsukam satyakam proktam atma buddhi prasadam, it leads you on the path of self-realization. So it's better to try for Krishna consciousness, try for controlling your senses. It is tough, but you have to make an effort because there's nothing else in the material world. Dukkalayam ashasvatam, that's all. Raghunath Das Goswami, amazing personality, his father. He was so wealthy. Prabhupada writes he was making 12 lakhs of rupees a month 500 years ago. Now if you calculate the rate of inflation and adjust for so many other things, even still, he was a mega crorepati. Very wealthy. Not poor. But still, Raghunath Das, he had every facility. He gave it all up so that practically he was only eating little chaat every couple of days. Bhagavanath Bhatta also, very exalted personality, great disciple of one of the wonderful, the son of Tapan Mishra, and one of the disciples of the Goswamis, one of the Goswamis himself, set a marvelous example for us. We may not be able to imitate, but the principle we should understand. There's a lot of things to do with principles. Understanding the principle behind Krishna consciousness. Niyamagraha, niyamagraha. Following the rules and regulations without understanding the principle and not following them. Both wrong. So, we should try to become renounced as much as we can. We should try to control our senses. Prabhupada gave us standards, and we will not change the standards. We will be humble if we cannot come to the standard immediately. And we'll keep trying, and we'll get help from other Vaishnavas who will encourage us, and together we will come to the standards that Prabhupada gave us. But we will not change the standard. We'll remain humble. And gradually we'll be successful also. Prabhupada talks about Varnashram Dharma. Well, I'm sure you've had 10,000,001 discussions about Varnashram Dharma. I am the least qualified to discuss it because I'm just a Sudra anyway, so it really doesn't matter. Whatever you decide, as soon as you get it together, let me know. I'll continue doing what I do anyway. Krishna. We'll get it right, America. We'll get it right, ISKCON. Don't worry. Someday. We are making farms in America, I think, last time I looked. And I know there are places where we're trying to work out the details. 30 years is nothing in the course of history. 32 years is like a moment. It takes centuries to change culture. We're doing it very quickly. So we just have to be a little patient. It's a fact that when we're properly situated in our varna and ashrama, our senses will be more easily controlled, will be more peaceful, and when we're more peaceful, we'll be more Krishna conscious. We have to work for that. It's a goal. We have to work together. It's not just as easy as ABC. There are many, many different things which come into play. You think that it's so easy. Oh, we just have to do that. We just, okay, let's get together. Your sudra, your vices. It's all together. Here's your job description. It's not so easy. Right from people may not accept it to society may not accept it. So we have no idea what the reaction of materialistic society will be, whether they'll condemn us in so many ways and try and stop us. So we have to work at it. We have a blueprint. We have to be patient. But we know what we want to achieve. At least that is brilliant. At least if we stick together and speak the same thing, if we make our case long enough and loud enough, we'll get it and others will get it. Let's hope before we die, we'll have a Varnashram community that we can live in. So I'll stop there. Any questions or answers or anything? Bhakti, you know.
Maharaj, the idea of prosperity is completely out of fashion in this modern world. Especially when I was in college, my lecturer used to tell me, this federalism, what's going to happen is going to happen. Just sit back. It's not going to bring economic prosperity. God has given you two hands and you have to go and work and help the country so that everybody has the other thing.
Are you telling me or asking me?
So when the father says you are told,
I don't agree with you.
The father
says, I don't agree with you. Whatever is going to happen by God's grace. Of course, you have to make an effort, but minimal effort. You're going to get a certain amount of good reaction, and you're going to get a certain amount of
They undermine the idea of austerity by saying, if all of us work, all of us can have everything we want.
No, all of us can have whatever we need. That's what Bali Maharaj is saying, that you take whatever you want. And Vamana is saying, there's no amount that will satisfy me. You get what you need. If you try sometime, you just might find that you get what you need.
They say India is backward because of this fatalistic attitude.
No, it's rational faith. Not blind faith. It's rational faith is based upon observation and conclusion. It's scientific. We've seen it all around us. People work very, very hard with the same qualifications. Some people are prosperous, some are not. There's a fifth factor, to wit, super soul. You can control the place, you can control the senses, the endeavor, the time, but the fifth factor, super soul, he will determine the final result. So if you want a result, you have to satisfy super soul. Anumanta upadrastamcha, the overseer and the permitter. That's the philosophy, and we have seen it practically also.